Beautiful spring day outside today, but I guess with the spring weather, the warmer weather, also comes hay fever, and we seem to have a fairly high incidence of it here in Tasmania. So we'll talk about that today. Can it actually happen to anyone, or is there certain people that are more susceptible to it?
I guess most people have suffered with hay fever at one time or another, and I guess the statistics show that around 16% of Tasmanians are regular sufferers of hay fever or allergy type symptoms, which is slightly above the national average, which may be due to our climate or the composition of our air or something. I'm not really sure. But
we're a bit more rural, perhaps agricultural, than other states.
Well, we are, and I guess the air is a bit fresher. And I guess hay fever's response is your body's immune response to something that it regards as being foreign, and it's sort of like a defence system which is designed to try and protect the body from harm. And I guess when we're exposed to allergic triggers such as pollens or grasses, the things that float around in our nice clean air, then it can make the body actually overreact and cause different symptoms, which your eyes and nose and throat can sort of swell and also leak fluid to try and act as a barrier to those things getting inside you and actually doing you harm. And I guess the more regularly your immune system is stimulated, then the response becomes stronger. And that's when hay fever people tend to get regular bouts of hay fever where the symptoms are actually causing them trouble. So I guess potentially, to answer your question, anyone can get hay fever if their immune system responds in a certain way, but some people are more prone to others.
It seems to get worse in spring, and that we think that's because of the amounts of pollens in the air. Is that a true reflection of what really why this sort of happens at springtime?
Yeah, it certainly can be seasonal, although some people can get it all year round, which is called perennial hay fever. Seasonal hay fever, I guess, does occur when the pollens are high, and certainly around coming into the harvest time, and in our area in particular with a lot of the pyrethrum and things in the air. If it gets particularly windy, it tends to be a lot worse, and if the weather's hot and humid as well, it tends to be worse for some people as well. Hay fever can also be based on your occupation. If you're exposed to chemicals that may trigger your hay fever symptoms, or other aspects of your workplace would actually can make you more allergic and more sensitive to different things. Sometimes being around pets as well is another thing, which isn't necessarily seasonal, but I guess, you know, it is another reason that hay fever can occur.
Well, I guess if you're allergic to pet hair and the pets are molting for spring and summer coming up, then obviously there's a little bit more of that floating around as well.
Yeah, so I guess in that sense it is seasonal as well, that's right.
Coming in and out of seasons, people often get colds because of temperature changes and things like that, and the symptoms for hay fever and colds are pretty much the same. So how can you tell between the two?
Well, they do seem to be the same. I guess when people come in and say, you know, I've got this runny nose or this congestion, you know, what's the best thing to use? We go through a bit of a procedure to try and figure out whether it's likely to be a cold or a virus that's causing it, or whether it's actually an allergy-related thing, which is hay fever. And I guess some of those things that we ask for is whether their eyes are itching accompanying with the congestion. Also, if they're sneezing, that tends to be more of an indication of an allergy rather than necessarily a cold or virus. Also, if their temperature is up and down, tends to be more a cold or virus rather than allergies. You don't tend to have high temperature when you have hay fever. I guess it can be confusing though, because sometimes people who get a cold who are susceptible to allergies, because their immune system is aroused by the response to that cold, it still can bring on allergy symptoms as well, in which case some of the treatments can be useful for both treating the symptoms in both instances.
Well, it's hardly a debilitating disease or life-threatening by any stretch of the imagination, but I've got members of my family that suffer from it, and I know that as soon as it starts, how uncomfortable it makes them. So what sort of treatment options are available?
Well, certainly around this time of year when hay fever sufferers come into the pharmacy and they want something, you feel really bad and feel really sorry for them because they just look miserable most of the time.
Yeah, they do.
Waterlogged. And as you say, it's not life-threatening, but it just puts a real downer on your day and just makes you feel just not really good. I guess there's quite a few different treatment options, but there are two main ones which we tend to recommend and that I think are probably most effective. There's medicines that you can use to treat the allergy, such as nasal sprays or antihistamine tablets, which are quite good. The nasal sprays generally are cortisone-based and they reduce inflammation and congestion in the sinus areas and also help the membranes in your sinus areas to recover quicker by reducing the inflammation. So they work quite well. Antihistamines tend to negate the effect or switch off the allergic response by stopping the histamine, which is the thing that floats around in your bloodstream, which makes it, you know, sort of tells your body that there's something that needs to be protected from. So blocking that histamine through antihistamine tablets works quite well. There's also eye drops, which can help with other symptoms. Obviously, if your eyes are red and itchy, you can get eye drops with either antihistamines or decongestants in them. And some other nasal sprays, salt water sprays, can actually reduce the congestion as well. As we said, it's not usually life-threatening, but anything you can do to just ease the symptoms until you can get out of the way of the whatever's causing your hay fever is usually a good thing to try.
Everything you've mentioned just there is about actually treating it when you've got it, and people know that it's coming when it's spring, so are there any sort of ways you can prepare for it?
Yeah, certainly prevention is better than treatment if you can get it before it actually hits you, because, and I guess the way of doing that is to try and figure out what it is that actually sets off your hay fever and avoid that. Now, in some cases, that's just the wind, which is pretty hard to avoid. But staying indoors, I guess, on windy days, if you are subject to allergies, can be a problem, can rather help. I guess also taking antihistamines in advance sometimes helps as well, because, as I mentioned before, it's histamine release from your system that actually triggers the allergic response. So if you can have antihistamines before they actually get into your bloodstream, then that can quite often curtail the symptoms and keep them manageable so that it doesn't actually affect you in the same way. Reducing exposure to dust and pet hair, as you mentioned, during molting season by keeping the shampoos and shampooing carpets and keeping them clean, your building and your couches and things clean, will help to stop allergies from pet hair. Washing bed linen in hot water to reduce the possible allergens in those as well. Having a shower yourself if you've been exposed to pollens or allergies, you've been out on a windy day, can actually get rid of some of the pollens that might be just on your skin that might be causing allergies as well.
That's one I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't necessarily realise, you don't necessarily have to breathe them in. If they're in contact with your skin, it can provoke an allergy as well. And there's actually also, I guess, finally, another product, a natural product, a probiotic, which we tend to associate with digestive system problems. There's a probiotic you can get which actually helps to, which has a particular lactobacillus called LP33, and that's been shown to reduce your, or build up your tolerance rather, and reduce the symptoms of allergies if you get them across the spring and this allergy season.
Okay, obviously we said, you know, it's a bit like a cold and people feel miserable. I guess when the weather's like it is now, you can't enjoy it when you've got hay fever, can you?
No, I guess it's a bit hard to know. I can't avoid it all the time, but you know, doing the best you can to, I guess, manage it and just have your arsenal of things to treat it ready, so that the earlier you treat it, the more effective the treatment's going to be.
Yep, and as we always say, consult your doctor or your pharmacist if you're not sure. There's lots of plenty of good ideas and ways to maybe, if not prevent it, but certainly make the symptoms a little bit less impactive on you, I guess.
Yeah, but certainly hay fever is one of the things that pharmacists are really good at both diagnosing and treating, because we see a lot of it, and there's a lot of people who come to us for the first response or the first try at treating it because it is something that can be just treated with over-the-counter medication. So I think your pharmacist is a good port of call, but certainly your doctor will be able to help as well.
Yep, don't suffer in silence, seek help. Colin, thanks for that today. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Martin.